Hello everyone, welcome to Entertainment News. Today is 26 October 2040, and tomorrow the famous singer Emma's concert space will begin. It's a really special concert, because it will be held in the sky. Our reporter has now come to the rehearsal of the location. Then let us go live and contact our reporter to see the location of the concert.
Hello everyone, I'm Claire.
Hello Claire, are you standing in the sky now?
Actually, I'm standing on a floating floor and thousands of these flowers from the venue of this concert. It sounds incredible. And after several experiments, this seat is strong enough to carry tens of thousands of people, so the safety of this concert is guaranteed. Next, let's find Emma and ask her some questions. Hello, Emma.Yes, it looks like a fairy tale. So, tell us more about your concert. I also heard that you wrote a new song for this concert. Is that true?
Yes, I wrote a new song. It's called Sky. This concert is my dream. When I was young, I dreamed that I could sing in the sky. The concert's name is Space because I think the sky is a special place to hold a concert. And this name also comes from a dream from my childhood.
Oh, I'm interested in your childhood dream.Can you share it with us?
Of course. Let me think about how to start the story. When I was young, my grandmother always told me a story every day for bedtime. The story always happened in another space. She told me that there is another space in heaven where there are human beings, elves, unicorns, creatures in all kinds of fairy tales. They live together. There are happy things and sad things that happen every day. I really like these stories.I firmly believe that there is such a place. But every time I asked my grandmother how to go to that place, she just smiled and didn't answer me. When I was 6 years old and my grandmother died, I was too young to understand what death is. I probably only knew that my grandmother couldn't tell me those stories anymore. My mum told me that my grandmother went to heaven. Half a month later, I decided to go to my grandmother. I think I have finally been able to reach that place all the way towards the moon, gone. I even thought about how I should come back, so I collected a lot of balloons and an umbrella. I thought that maybe I could use these to get back. One day after dinner, I took my box and told my parents very seriously that I was going to find my grandmother and that they do not have to worry and that I'll be back soon. My mother was frightened, so she took me to bed and carefully explained to me what death was.It was that night that I understood why I could no longer see my grandmother anymore.
But you still hold a concert in the sky?
Yes, I still believe the story that my grandmother told me, as I've always believed that my grandmother must be in that wonderful space with the ways of living together. I think that she can hear me when I'm singing, so when I hold this concert and write a song for my grandma, I hope that she can see me, I hope that she's proud of me.
Thank you, Emma, for sharing this story with us. I think that there will be many people who will enjoy your concert, including your grandma. Tomorrow, 7 p.m., the space is waiting for you. Thank you for your time.
Such a touching story. That's all for today's show. See you tomorrow.